Good morning. Some places cleared out overnight. Others saw some clouds hang on. So a wide range of temperatures this morning in the teens through the lower and middle 20s. But everyone should enjoy a good amount of sunshine today with high pressure building in. And with less wind, it'll be more comfortable with highs reaching the mid 30s. The next system will head our way from the Ohio and Tennessee valleys tonight. We'll have a clear start, and temperatures will drop back into the lower to mid-20s, then clouds will increase and thicken overnight, and towards sunrise on Saturday, we run the risk of some light snow showers. That system will continue to make its way through the region during the day on Saturday, and light snow showers will transition to rain showers across a large part of the area, especially in valley locations by mid to late morning Saturday, with readings climbing out of the 20s past freezing through the 30s and into the lower to mid 40s for daytime highs. Across the higher terrain, where snow hangs on a bit longer, we could see the ground coated up to an inch or two in some spots. We'll dry it out Saturday night, and we'll start off with some sunshine on Sunday. Then the next disturbance from the Great Lakes will quickly approach on Sunday afternoon. Clouds will increase and thicken, and a southerly wind flow will push temperatures back into the mid-40s with the chance of some late-day rain showers. A few more rain showers as that system pushes through on Sunday night. For the day on Monday, we'll start off with a mix of sun and clouds. Then the wind will pick up out of the northwest and become gusty. Temperatures will start off in the 30s, climb into the lower 40s, and then drop quickly as the front moves through with scattered snow showers and readings falling back through the 30s. This will leave us dry and cold on Tuesday, despite mostly sunny skies, only near 30 for a high, before the next system warms it back up to 40 with a chance of rain showers on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a potent Pacific storm system is entering the northwest and expected to bring gusty winds and high elevation snow. Total snowfall amounts will be measured in feet across the Cascade Mountains of Washington and Oregon. Heavy snow will also move farther inland, including the Blue Mountains of northeast Oregon, as well as the northern Rockies from northern Idaho to the Wasatch Mountains of Utah. Wind gusts over 50 miles per hour from much of the same region could make visibility difficult at times due to blowing snow. Winter storm warnings, winter weather advisories, and wind advisories have been posted for these areas, and for portions of the northern high plains in Wyoming and Montana, even stronger wind gusts may mix down, therefore high wind warnings have been issued. Meanwhile, a stall front across the southern plains and southeast will be the focus for numerous showers and thunderstorms lasting through the weekend. Through Saturday evening, rainfall amounts of over 2 inches will be possible from northeast Texas to the southern Appalachians. Isolated instances of flash flooding will be possible mainly from the lower Mississippi Valley to the Tennessee Valley. Thus, the Weather Prediction Center has issued a marginal risk for excessive rainfall throughout the region. Isolated severe thunderstorms will also be a concern as unseasonably warm and moist air continues to move in from the Gulf of Mexico with large hail and damaging winds the main risks. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with blowing snow and freezing fog, 8 below zero with a northwest wind at 83 gusting to 94 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 24 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 25 degrees, the dew point 17, 72% relative humidity, a west wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.36 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 40s, Boston sunny in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo sunny with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 44 degrees, the low 26, the average temperature 35, that's 7 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, 13.4 inches of snow for the month, which is 2.5 inches above normal, and 52.9 inches for the season, which is 7.3 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees, the average low, 20, the record high, 63, set in 1976, and the record low, 11 below zero, in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 6:35 a.m., sunset this evening 5:41 p.m., 11 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 30s. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight with lows near 20. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny today with highs in the lower to mid 40s. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid 30s. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight, lows in the mid 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunny today with highs in the upper 30s. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny today with highs in the mid-30s. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with light snow early in the morning, changing to rain by mid to late morning from south to north. Even some breaks of sunshine by the end of the day, lower to mid-40s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Sunday with scattered rain showers by the end of the day in the mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds becoming windy on Monday with temperatures falling from the 40s into the 30s and scattered snow showers. Mostly sunny, lower 30s on Tuesday. A chance of showers Wednesday near 40, and a mix of sun and clouds near 40 degrees on Thursday. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.